Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Is everybody recording?
Recording, yes.
Yeah, I'm recording. Yeah, get down. Hear me now, believe me later on.
When would that be that I believe you?
Later. Not now.
Like 8:30, or are you talking like spring?
Spring.
Random.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, I get my hate on for attention whores, Andy hits the San Francisco club scene, and the boys address a listener complaint. And when you hear this sound...
I'm a big one, man.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Motherfuckers.
Last episode, we raised some expectations. This week, we're dropping them. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
You better lower those expectations. That shit ain't happening again. That's like once in every 3 years.
I'm Andy, the A in Tancast. I guess.
Oh, this is Noah, the N in Tancast.
I was just waiting to see if Noah was going to keep talking or if I could actually get my my three words in there.
Words.
Machine gun, son.
Want to do some tan laughs?
Why not? What else are we doing?
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Jokes. We like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes. On the show, it's a segment we have every week, and we call it Tan Laughs. It's time for Tan Laughs. It's time for Tan Laughs. That's right, it's Tan Laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh. Oh, I got an extra special Tan Laugh.
Extra special? Is it from your son?
Nope. Okay. I'll just start reading it. All right. Hi, comedian Tim Babb, comedian doing it like a comedian. Oh, I guess I should have said it beforehand. It's from Joe in the UK.
What?
She's still listening, everybody! We didn't lose her!
Why? Why is this happening?
I'm here, still listening to you guys, but I admit I'm a bad tan nasty by not doing my bit by commenting or sending in horribly offensive jokes. So here's some random racist jokes I sent just to you. I tried to be inclusive because that makes racism okay. Doesn't it?
A topic for debate.
Oh, I forgot we were going to talk about that. Anyway, still loving this tan. I'll never stop listening. Just I'm lazy cow sometimes. Thank you for not forgetting me. A smiley face. UK OG Joe, soon to be Tokyo Joe.
Ooh.
Intrigue.
Navy SEALs.
Intrigue and mystery. All right, random racism. What happens when a Jew with a boner walks into a wall?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He breaks his nose.
Oh, because he's big nose, yeah, not a big dick. Uh-uh.
What happens when an Asian with a boner walks into a wall?
I don't know.
Hello?
We're still here.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Okay.
You back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
What happened?
I don't know. All of a sudden, like, I didn't hear sound anymore. And I was like, what is going on?
All right, back to the tan laugh I was already in progress with. What happens with when an Asian with a boner walks into a wall?
Nothing.
He breaks his nose.
Oh.
That's a tiny dick joke.
That's racist.
We've read the Sum Ting Wong run in many different iterations. What's the word that starts with N, ends with R, that you never want to call a black person?
Neighbor.
Correct.
Ha ha ha! Zing.
But I believe hers is spelled Britishly.
That means neighbor. People don't want to live next to me.
Wah.
Wah. That makes me sad.
How do you get a black guy out of the tree?
You kill the monkey? I don't know.
You cut the rope.
Oh!
Oh, God damn.
That's some racist shit right there.
Whoa. Joe is bringing the thunder.
Indeed.
She's like, I've been gone for a while. Time to offend some people.
Both barrels.
What did the white guy do when his dishwasher stopped working?
Beat her.
Close, he slapped her.
Ah.
Why aren't there any Mexicans in Star Trek?
That's a good question.
I don't know, but that giggle makes me nervous.
No, I'm laughing at Noah. That's a good question. Why aren't there?
I hadn't given much thought until now, but...
they don't work in the future either.
Oh.
When does a black guy become a nigger?
After he leaves the room?
Correct.
Oh, damn!
Oh, that's terrible.
And I know we've read this before at the very beginning of Tancast, but I still love it because there was this, I'm pretty sure, a homeless guy in L.A. who used to do this joke all the time at open mics. What's white and 10 inches long?
Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
Is that how the homeless guy would say it?
Yeah. Joe's version is absolutely nothing, but not a goddamn thing.
I kind of like his delivery.
Oh, and finally, what do you call a white woman with a yeast infection?
Sourdough? Late for dinner?
Cracker with cheese.
Oh, that's nasty.
So thank you, Joe.
Did she send it just to you?
Just to me?
Aww. Uh-huh.
Although that does remind me, Chris, our only gay listener, haven't heard from him in a while. Is he still listening? We're going to call out our listeners one by one.
I remember he used to have a very adult-oriented Twitter account.
Yeah,
that's how I
like
it.
One time, I think it was at work, and I was like, he posted before, Twitter would, give you an image preview. I'm like, oh, he posted a picture. I'm like, that's a dick. Yep, there it is.
I'm the only gay Eskimo in my tribe.
What are you singing, Andy?
Next.
I'm singing The Only Gay Eskimo.
Only Gay Eskimo.
I want to say it's by Corky and the Juice Pigs.
Sure.
I'm a big one.
All right.
I want to say thank you, Andy. I'm glad you're done with that.
You're welcome. It's hilarious. You should go. You can find it online. You will laugh. All right. So CJ sends me some hot crock on twink action. That's some fucking deep cuts right there. Because we were talking about twinks and bears and minivans when Caitlin was in the hospital having Drew. So 4+ years ago.
Excellent.
He says, hello, Andrew. Now that I have your attention, I have some jokey jokes for you. In light of Noah's future trip to my home state of Utah, I present you with 11 things to know before you visit Utah. 1. The vast majority of Utahns, 89% according to the 2010 census, speak a language called Anti-Gaelic. It's best characterized as a cross between 17th century German and Sarah Palin rhetoric. While a small amount of Utahns do speak English, you could run into many language barriers while visiting that could hinder your vacation experience. Luckily, you can hire a Mormon missionary translator for only 10% of your annual income. Wow, this is long. But I'm going to power through it, because CJ brings the shit. I mean, the good shit. The hot shit. Whatever. It's shit, but in a good way. That's what I mean.
Read it. You're
Utah banned
it
alcohol back in 1847, so the whole state is on a BYOB basis. We do, however, offer the world's largest flavor selection of caffeine-free Coca-Cola. That is awesome. Noah, be careful when you're hiking. If you ever run into a situation where you're lost in the dark, simply pull out your flashlight and shine it around you. Because all Utahns are Caucasian, the skin of other hikers will reflect the light back at you. Walk in the direction of the shining person and ask if they're on the path. If they're not, I don't know, pray about it. Salt Lake may be the gayest city in the United States, but that doesn't mean you can't walk around without clothes on. Noah, you're not in Kansas anymore. No Salt Lake City tour would be complete without a stop at the solid gold statue of our dear leader, Olympic Committee President Mitt Romney. You may have heard rumors that Utah is the epicenter for polygamy in the United States. My wife Patricia and I can assure you that isn't true. My second wife Kathy, however, would completely disagree. Are you in the mood for some delicious French fries, mashed potatoes, or anything else made from everyone's favorite spud? Well, you're in the wrong state. That's Idaho. Don't worry, we get that a lot. No, we don't all ski. Please stop asking. Unknown to most is the fact that Utah has a severe witch problem. If you don't want to be labeled a witch and burned at the stake, don't say anything negative in public about Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, or the Osmonds. Number 10, Utahns can't count.
CJ, you so silly.
I find it very funny.
I will be there.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I will be there. So we will have to record a different day that day. The second weekend of October, I will be there.
Alrighty.
The second weekend of October?
Second weekend.
So not that the would third. Be.
The 12th.
The 12th, 13th, 14th?
Yes.
That week, I will be at Rooster Teeth Feathers Comedy Club.
I'm a big one, Matt.
Plug.
Yeah. Will you be making people laugh?
In theory. That is the plan. I can never guarantee these things, but I've got a pretty good track record. More wins than losses, I'd say. It's a winning season.
Good job, buddy.
All right, Noah.
Oh, yeah.
It's me. I'm the
Mario.
It's me, Norio.
All right. I got some from Jonathan, because, of course, I got some from Jonathan. No! No! Wait, I'll be back. Hold on.
All right. Sorry, Jonathan. I promised you we'd get you next week, and we didn't, because it was last week. And so then he probably means the next regular show, and then we fuck Jonathan again.
In the ass?
So here is a special song in appreciation for Jonathan and constantly sending us sand laughs. Thanks! I didn't say it was a good song.
No. Or a long song.
No. Long song silver.
I'm busy!
No, can you help me with my scroat cheese? I'm busy. Oh, he's back.
Can you help me with my scroat cheese? That's the first thing you think someone might be asking him?
The way that he delivered I'm busy made me think so.
All right. So we got a new roommate. And he brought some books along. And one of the books he brought was Shit My Dad Says. And yes. I never followed the Twitter or watched the show, but I was flipping for the book, and I'm like, fuck, this guy's dad is fucking hilarious. So I just want to read, like, a couple things from the book that I just found fucking hilarious. So one is on toilet training. You're 4 years old. You have to shit in the toilet. This is not one of those negotiations where we'll go back and forth and find a middle ground. This ends with you shitting in a toilet. on accidents. I don't give a shit how it happened. The window is broken. Wait, why is there syrup everywhere? Okay, you know what? Now I give a shit how it happened. Let's hear it.
Why is there what everywhere?
Syrup. So there are directions talking about him moving back in, and so he had to ask his dad if he can move back in. And his dad's response was, all I ask is that you pick up your shit so you don't leave your bedroom looking like it was used for a gangbang. Also, sorry that your girlfriend dumped you. And I will read one more, and yeah, that'll be it. I mean, there's tons of gems in here, but I think I'm being teased. It's kind of funny, too. So he called you a homo. Big deal. There's nothing wrong with being a homosexual. No, I'm not saying you're homosexual. Jesus Christ. Now I'm starting to see why this kid was giving you shit.
That's horrible.
Oh, man. There's some good stuff in here. Anyway, so yeah, those are my tannish laughs. I think I may actually read this book.
Just do it, buddy.
Because there's a story and then there's the little blurbs. What was that?
I said, you do it, buddy. You read that book.
I'll do it. I'll read the shit,
read
out,
the
of
shit out of that book.
Oh, yeah.
That book gets so red.
Oh, yeah. Read it in bed. Read it on the floor. I don't care.
I'm going to read it with some cheese.
Go to
just
the
like
park.
A please.
Just read it up against the tree. Don't care who's looking at you. I just made myself laugh.
Yeah, that was funny.
Silly.
Street, pick up the street. You don't care who's looking at you.
It was the way he said it.
That was one of those moments where, like my mouth delivered it and my brain's like, how did it come out that way? Fuck it, go with it. Oh. Delicious.
So I judged a comedy competition last night.
All right. Ooh. How'd that go?
Great, except for the annoying twats at the table to our left.
Ugh. Oh, which, yeah, you posted a picture of one of them.
Oh, I'm a big one, Matt.
I sure did.
Oh, I did not see that.
Her name was Jenna, because she got brought up on stage at one point and said her name. She would not stop talking. And then, like, when one of the other judges asked her to be quiet, she was telling us about how she wasn't talking for a while. I was like, you're talking now. This is the kind of thing we don't want you to be doing. So stop that. And then solved. And kept pulling out her phone. And then her whole table kept pulling out their phones. I was like, why are you here to watch comedy? Please, go rot in a box with maggots eating your flesh.
Should have brought her back up on stage. Hey, everybody, this is Jenna. Don't be Jenna.
All night, just yelling out crap, talking randomly. Ugh.
Was she drunk or just annoying?
Yes. She was drunk and also annoying.
Okay.
She got more drunk and more annoying as the night went on.
So a little column A, a little column B. Well, yeah.
Exactly.
It was a lot of column A, a little column B. Then it got a lot more of column B.
And oddly enough, increased column A. Also, she was, I could tell, like, as we were starting, like, before the show even started, I'm like, oh, this is one of those bitches who constantly wants attention. Like, oh, I remember what happened. Somebody dropped a glass, and it broke. And she's like, yeah, everybody, oppa! And I was like, oh, fuck, she's one of those attention-starved hot chicks who needs attention on her all the time. I was like, because look, there's five love-starved comedians sitting at this table who constantly just aching vessels of need who said fucking nothing to try and get the attention right then. But this bitch had to have it all. I need the spotlight, please. Validate me. I hate you.
You got a lot of hate there, buddy.
I hate people.
You all right? You need a sandwich?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I just hate people.
Yeah. All right. Tim, that is a lifestyle choice I can get behind.
Yes, I was re-listening to the Disney World episode randomly today.
Oh, no, you big one, man.
And I was talking about how all the people I hated in Disney World, and I was like, I just hate people. And Andy goes, welcome.
Welcome to my world.
Speaking of which, I will put that episode up against any On Mouse and Man podcast. We were more. We ended up talking about the Holocaust, taking an Upper Decker in Disney World, jerking off in the Disney park.
We're horrible, horrible people.
Although, if you saw, they've accepted our invitation for a three-way.
Oh,
did they?
Yep.
Dude, the first Tancast three-way, that'll be awesome.
It's not gay in a three-way. You have some leeway.
Oh, I don't mean actual gayness. I mean Netcott, Tancast, and On Mouse and Man all doing one big show.
Man, I got all excited.
I know you weren't actually talking about three-way.
Yeah.
I was talking to Van. I was like, I was listening to a couple of the episodes. I may have even told you guys this when we weren't recording when you were here. I was listening to a couple of the episodes. I'm like, I don't know. This chick is kind of abrasive and her opinions are kind of annoying. Then I saw a picture of her. I was like, I like this show.
Is she attractive?
What?
No.
I just saw the earnestness of Disney fandom on her face. And I said, okay.
What's it called again?
What?
What's it called again?
Of Mouse and Man.
Oh, no, you big one,
they were going to have, like, they're only on their 20-something episode, and they already had, like, a meetup and had a bunch of fans show up. I'm like, fuck, we suck. We couldn't have had a meetup at 20 episodes.
Sure we could.
I think we did. We invited Jeff and Miranda over, and that was it.
Yeah,
that
was meetup. It was us and a couple of our friends showed up.
They do have a built-in audience with the whole Disney thing, don't they?
True, but it's also a filthy Disney podcast. That is interesting. Oh, but the only reason I brought it up is because they called it Of Mouse and Man Meat.
Episode 11, Rape and Banana Bread. Episode 8, Chewbacca Porn.
Corn Doggin? What's Corn Doggin?
I don't know.
They were reading a bunch of Urban Dictionary definitions of things, and I think one of them had to do with poop. Were they fucking someone with poop? I don't remember.
Where did you see this person's picture?
On Twitter.
Oh, all right.
I was like, someone named Scarlett randomly retweeted something I said about the Mouse and Man podcast. I was like, well, that's odd. Who? Oh, it's that Scarlett. Oh, hello.
I like your podcast a lot.
Now it's one of my favorites.
I'm going to say
pardon me,
creepy voice.
I'll be in my bunk.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either. I don't know why I laughed at it. So, Andy said words. I'm going to laugh now.
He has a good track record. I'm just going to trust him.
So the opposite of what normally happens when Andy says words. I know Andy tried to make a joke over me, but I was busy insulting Andy.
Whatever. I totally missed what both of you were saying.
You'll laugh during the edit.
My headphones fell off.
Yeah, I have no idea why we didn't have a meetup with a bunch of fans.
It's a mystery.
Third episode in, I'm accidentally recording out of my laptop. Everything sounds like womp, 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 womp. Oh, man. Speaking of womp, 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 I went to a club on Thursday when Dreamforce was all winding down, and I didn't bring any earplugs, and I forgot how much that makes your fucking head hurt. Because halfway through, there was some song. I could tell it was rap because it had a good beat, but the dude saying stuff, and I swear to God, that's all I could hear was womp, 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 womp. Like, on rhythm, I guess. I got no fucking idea what this guy's gonna be saying. He could be screaming "kill all the Jews," and I'm nodding my head and like raising the roof and shit. But since Tim wasn't there, I totally Timmed the place up. Drunk dudes go bad dancing past me, and I would go bad dancing right behind them.
I haven't done that in forever.
It's so much fun. I'm like, I know why Tim does this. Oh, and like 3 or 4 times, like the guys would turn around. I'm bigger than all of them, but I'd still turn around and do the Tim, like, I wasn't dancing behind you.
You are scared to walk on Market Street alone, though.
Was I scared to walk on Market Street? No, it wasn't Market Street.
Well, near Market Street.
Yeah, it was Mission south of 6th.
You're a big white guy. Who's going to fuck with you?
It's a shady-ass neighborhood.
Nah, there's obviously some crack. It's cool.
Big-ass bouncers in that area. I was like, because my hotel was on 8th last year, and I'm on 6th, and I asked the bouncer, I'm like, hey, it's 2 blocks. He's like, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, like, dude, you tell me that.
I'm like, you are two of me standing next to each other. Yeah, I had no idea until last year. Like, I knew where the Tenderloin was, and I knew to stay out of the Tenderloin if I was alone and it was starting to get dark. I also knew not to park a car in the Tenderloin, because apparently that shit will get broken into post-haste. But I didn't realize that, like, the Tenderloin had also, like, expanded into Soma, and, like, all the areas kind of south of 6, so, like, 6 to 12th or Van Ness or whatever the fuck it is, that's also, like, Tenderloin adjacent, both physically and in terms of, like, crime levels.
Oddly enough, a lot of good places are in the Tenderloin, like restaurants and places to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So people go there after dark.
Yep.
We live to tell the tale, I think is Noah's point.
Yeah.
He lives in Atlanta now. He's soft.
I am. I live in the suburbs now. I've lost my hard urban edge from years of living in downtown San Jose. We were walking. So there was a bunch of us at the conference, but one of us was at a different hotel that was like 2 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like right at the edge of the Tenderloin. It was like on 5th or something like that, or whatever the fuck 5th turns into north of Market. I can never remember. So we're walking her to her hotel. You know, there's the standard amount of, you know, like homeless people begging, like people like screaming at themselves and whatever in the area. And that's all fine. And we'd all been to a cocktail party, so we'd all had, you know, a couple of drinks, but none of us are walking with like a roll to our step or anything, just maybe a little numb. Some dude, obviously a homeless guy, like really disheveled, skinny and everything, starts screaming at some random lady, like middle-aged lady who's just walking down the street minding her own business, and not just screaming at her, like his hand cocks up like he is about to, like, sock her straight in the jaw. And he chases her, literally chases her, into one of the little, like, corner shops. It's kind of like the thing that Noah lives by, where it's like the, like, apartments over, like, a corner grocer or, like, a corner convenience store or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, chases her, and she just, like, runs into this convenience store and, like, turns around in the door. And then the dude, like, turns and starts running towards us and just kind of runs past us, still, like, yelling obscenities, just kind of at nobody now. I think he had picked somebody way further up the block than us. Everyone else in my party is like 5'6" and under. I'm like the only big person around. And I realized that as the guy was running at us, I had reached for the only sharp thing I had, which was a metal pen, and I had it in my hand like a knife. And my boss looks down and is like, hey, what's that for? It's like, nothing. And I'm starting to put it back in my bag. He goes, was that to stab that guy?
Watch out, I gotta practice my stabbing.
I was like, maybe. Like, I don't remember grabbing it, just the guy goes running past me, and I've got a stabbing implement in my hand. Like, okay, I'm ready.
I bought a knife before I moved to the city, just in case, and I never care. Although I feel like sometimes I should. Something could happen to me, but nothing has happened yet. But to be fair, I don't go walking through the Chinatown that often. Mostly, yeah, you just get crazy people. And sometimes people offer to buy me drinks.
I bet they do.
Like, that did not happen to me this
I was
time.
Riding my bike home.
Stiff drinks.
And I was waiting at a light, and this guy comes up really close behind me, like a little too close than normal. But if I see him, well, kind of like behind me until, you know, to my right. I see him, and he starts talking to me. He's like, hey, how's it going? This is a good city to ride your bike. I'm like, oh, you know, it's all right. Some good places to ride. And then he goes, I just moved here from Vancouver. Can I buy you a beer later? I was like, no, I gotta go. And then he took off.
Was it Malcolm Ingram?
No.
Like, hey, I know the city's got a reputation, but it's not all of us, fella. I mean, you definitely moved to the right place, but wrong guy.
I think he was just looking for a friend.
Maybe.
Yeah, a butt friend.
Yes, probably. Speaking of butt friends, two of the people, one guy, one girl, went to the Hate to go look at like vintage clothing stores and shit like that, just to see, you know, like what kind of hippie stuff they still had.
A lot of Southerners make up some excuse to head out and about. No, we're gonna look at vintage clothing stores. Is that a thing? All right, let's do that.
Yeah, good clothing, good tweed.
That's a very green tweed.
Yeah, so they went to the Hate. They went to like a couple of clothing shops, and then like they were going down, I think, one of the narrower streets in the area, like maybe a one way or something like that. And this guy like just pops out of an alley, like walks really fast behind them, and like as he's passing them from behind, like mumbles under his breath, "Fuck you in the ass." And then we'll look at each other like, "So you mean me or you?"
Maybe he beats both.
Butt buddies, wherever you go, he's gonna come. Butt buddies.
And I had like the exact opposite problem.
He couldn't get any dick to save his life. He was
to save my life.
He was hanging his balls out of his shorts. Like, come on, fellas, what do I got to do?
I shaved them before I came.
They're smooth as eggs.
I tattooed some gangsta ass faces on them.
Oh, Dave Chappelle. I wish that show had continued. Anyways, I kept just being, like, by myself for, like, a couple of seconds waiting for the rest of the people to arrive. Like, when Tim dropped me off after we had recorded the Tancast and had all of our fun, I'm waiting for everybody else. They're, like, a couple blocks away finishing up dinner or whatever. And while I'm standing there, strippers keep walking by me, handing me passes to go to strip clubs. It's like, I guess I just look extra creepy here, standing all by myself.
You know, you just look lonely.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Desperate.
Yeah, so I texted the people I was with. I was like, please hurry up. Strippers keep handing me cards.
Like, I guess looks like he's desperate enough to pay someone to pretend to like him. For as long as it takes Lady Gaga to warble through some unlistenable song.
Any Lady Gaga text.
I'm not sure what Andy was bemoaning there, but in my head, it wasn't the fact that I was mocking him. It was Lady Gaga.
It was Lady Gaga. Mock me all you like, but don't bring up Lady Gaga. I just don't want to think about it.
I knew it.
What did she do to you? She's just trying to make in this world today.
She is.
Playing her piano. I saw some pictures of that someone posted like on some website, like, is Lady Gaga getting fat?
Like, there was like shit on CNN. I was like, fuck, cable news network. This is not fucking news. This is a singer put on a couple extra pounds. Who gives a shit?
Wait, she put on extra pounds?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
It makes myself laugh.
I do make myself laugh.
You're like, look at me, I'm Tim, I'm funny.
Look at me, I just said something stupid.
Tim's child knows how to fist bump. I like it.
That is awesome. Drew learned how to do that while we were on the cruise when he was about two. He was fist bumping everybody like a madman.
Yep, you say pound it, and he's like, ah.
Yeah, I got this.
Like a little
he also does high five, and now he's actually starting to say words. He'll say mama, he'll say bye-bye, and he'll sort of say daddy. Awesome. No luck with getting him to say kapla yet, but it's kind of complicated. He's still working on it.
So I had dinner at Tim's place this past weekend? I don't remember what day it was. It was week.
It was Monday.
You do not like your neighbor kids. It is hilarious.
No, actually, I do like the neighbor kids.
Well, you do not talk to them in a way that indicates you like them.
I talk to everybody like that. I keep a safe distance. I'm like, don't get close.
Are you saying it's turning to Bowman?
Maybe.
I know your sarcastic voice, and you were using it a lot.
I do use my sarcastic voice a lot, especially with children.
Tim's just preparing himself to be that dad. Oh, great job, son. Yeah. Color in those lines.
But yeah, being around kids just reminds me of how like awkward and kind of annoying we all were at one point.
Yep.
It's just like, fuck, you don't see it, but like you look back and I was probably just like that.
Yeah. Like all conversations with adults were like, hi, and then we did, yeah, and it was Johnny.
No, these girls were friendly. They were just like blah blah. They were like Andy. They're like, let me just tell you some shit.
Yeah.
Let me tell you some more shit.
Completely fucking insufferable. I know the type.
The one loves to ask me questions. Like, Danelle wasn't here one time. It was like interview time. It's like, wait, so how long have you guys been dating? How long have you guys been married? Well, when did you guys start dating? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite food? I'm like, what? Are you writing a book? Like, what are you doing? And yes, I did say that.
You could try to steal my identity? What was your
even
first
her mom
pet
was
name?
Like, why are you barraging him with questions every time he comes over?
She's trying to hack your online passwords.
Good luck.
So, what was the name of your first kid? What was the name of your first dog?
Joke's on her. I don't use any of that sentimental shit. I use a series of random numbers and characters, some capital, some not.
Well, we can do password recovery. What was the name of your first high school teacher?
Something just reminded me of something, and it's gone.
Kids are annoying.
Sorry about that.
We were all annoying.
We were.
Lots of questions.
Gone. Some of us still are.
Okay. I tried, Tim.
Gone
I tried.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate it?
Yep, I hadn't actually said it wrong yet, but I could tell I was going to, so I just gave up.
Like, this is gonna come all fucked up. I give up.
I have another story about Dreamforce.
Dallas, Andy? Regale us with
this
story.
The Lord has answered my silent prayer.
You're right. He has, and the Lord's name is fucking me. Anyways.
Wait, fucking you?
Yes, fucking me.
The Lord is fucking
fuck
you?
In the name of fucking Andy.
Is easy because you lubed your butt. The final keynote thingy was a conversation between Mark Benioff, the guy who founded Salesforce, and it included, at least for part of it, retired General Colin Powell. So I'm down, set up for the keynote thingy. I grabbed a couple of seats for the other people from my company and was sending them text messages telling them, like, I am way the fuck in the back on the side. I'm like, if you go in, go all the way to the left, then go all the way to the back. And if you think you haven't gone far enough left and back, guess again, go further left and back. And I'm there. While also marveling over the new MacBook Air that I had won.
Nice.
For tweeting. That was kind of fucking awesome. Like, skill? No. Luck? Yes. Yeah, just, I'd been in some session thingy, and they'd said, yeah, so tweeted about blah, blah, blah. So I tweeted about it, and then I got a tweet back from them that's like, hey, send me your contact info, because you want a computer. I was like, awesome, MacBook Air. And then I got it, and I was like, awesome, 11-inch. I looked at my big-ass hands. I'm like, my wife just got a new MacBook Air. So I'm sitting there stroking it, calling it precious, taking pictures of it. And they send back to me, they're like, yeah, we saw the lines, and like we're kind of beat, so we just went ahead and went to a bar like up the street, and we were grabbing some cocktails while we were figuring out what we were going for dinner. I'm like, I will be right fucking there. So I leave. They have a bookshop set up at the top of Moscone South. I'm kind of wandering around there just to see if there's anything I want or like some tchotchkes to bring home to Drew or Caitlin. And I turn around, ready to walk away, kind of clutching my new MacBook Air to my side, and Mark Benioff and Colin Powell are walking directly at me. And I have this moment of like I look at Mark Benioff, I'm like, holy fucking shit, that guy is like nerd famous and rich. And then I look next to him, I'm like, holy fucking shit, that guy's regular famous. And I was completely starstruck. I like my brain is like wanting me to shout out like, you're the only good thing about the Bush administration. I didn't know what to like say or how to address the situation or whatever. So my right hand just involuntarily shoots up next to my head and waves like a 5-year-old. And that was all I could do. Like, hi, you don't know me. I'm really excited. Then after they pass by, I'm like, fuck, my camera. So I like shove my laptop in the bag, like next to my actual other laptop that I've been carrying around with me. Just gonna cram it in there. Whip my phone out, go running over, and I'll send it to Tim so he can attach it to the picture. But I like basically like they're on an escalator, like run up to the side of the escalator and like take a bunch of pictures. I'm like, fuck it, I'm getting this picture.
So, you know what I would have done? You should have taken a picture with your MacBook Air.
Of me and him and the MacBook Air?
Yeah, no, with the MacBook Air. It doesn't have a camera.
Whoa. Oh. Noah's connection just went shitty.
Yep.
Hello?
I still hear you, but...
Whoa, slow down.
Yeah, but we lost your connection there. You know what you should do?
I'm back. Am I back?
You're back.
Okay. Partially.
I was just trying to say you should take a picture with your MacBook Air if it has a camera.
Whoosh.
Yeah.
Hello?
It sounds really shitty.
Yep. You're going to have to go fix that shit.
Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
When he gets back, we'll have to talk about the topic that he wanted to bring up, or that we wanted to start talking about last week, but did whatever, his thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep, I've got it written down with like circles around it.
Andy Hart's topic.
Andy Hart's this topic, yeah. Oof. I am just now getting feeling back in my pinky toe, by the way.
From what?
From walking miles and miles and miles every single day in dress shoes instead of sneakers like I swore last year I would bring with me.
Hello?
Hello.
No one is downloading anything, so I don't know what's going on.
Lies.
Stop with your effing lie. Why did I say F?
Sorry. What's wrong?
I wasn't playing Bejeweled at all. Nothing.
Oh, Tim, you're the new Noah.
Andy, you were boring me. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh!
Well, I do know what to tell you.
Right. Are you playing
so
on your phone, Tim?
So, my piece together?
Yes.
Fuck it.
Andy?
I was just trying to say, if I piece together what you were saying between all the interruptions and droppings and whatever, it was I should have used the MacBook Air to actually take the picture as if it was the camera?
Yes.
Did we lose him again?
Fuck.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Maybe do we want to pause while Noah resets his router?
Please stand by. Technical difficulties are temporary.
So yes, big fat pussy. I was definitely not wearing the shoes to be, walking 3 to 5 miles a day.
So why didn't you bring the sneakers after you said last year you're going to bring the sneakers?
Because I'm an idiot and I forgot. I just wore better dress shoes this year. Like, had significantly more padding than the ones that I brought with me last year.
And how come you didn't bring your Crocs?
I don't know, because,
I didn't think you left anywhere without them.
Yeah. Well, I did catch a ride to the airport. Like, my family dropped me off at somebody else's house, and we both rode in together. And they were not going to be getting to the airport with necessarily enough time to actually check a bag. So I made sure to pack everything in only what would fit in a carry-on.
I see.
I am not playing games with potentially not bringing any fucking clothing to San Francisco or sitting in the airport for an entire day while they try to rebook me.
Smart.
Don't play that.
Andy don't play that.
No, he don't.
Mm-hmm.
And for the record, the Red Hot Chili Peppers were fucking awesome. They projected a bunch of shit onto the actual, like, fascia of City Hall in San Francisco.
Sure.
When we first walked up, it looked like something out of Disneyland because they actually had the projectors that they were using pointing at City Hall and just, like outlining architectural details, like the windows in, like, white. So the whole thing looked like it was, like, weirdly blacklit. And it was just blowing our minds. Like, how the fuck are they doing that? Because I know it's just all like flat granite or cement or something. It's all just gray. And then shit started to actually happen. And it's like, oh, holy crap, it's just some big-ass projectors. Like, the world's biggest fucking movie projectors pointing at this whole building. It was a very cool effect.
Cool like my butthole.
Hello? Hey there.
Hello.
Hey. I was just telling Tim that Chili Peppers rocked, that the effect of them projecting a bunch of shit, like, physically onto City Hall was really awesome. And I hadn't gotten around to telling him that, like, when we were looking around, we could see a ton of people in all of the tall buildings that kind of overlooked that Civic Center Plaza, like, pressed up against windows looking down at the concert, like, to just be able to watch it from there.
Andy, have you seen it when they project, like, 3D images on buildings and it looks like the building's moving? Is that what they did?
They didn't do that, but I was telling Tim that before everything kicked off, they had projected, like, white outlines around, like, all the windows and... on the columns and stuff like that, to make it look like the whole front of the building was kind of like weirdly blacklit, and like somebody had actually gone and painted the fluorescent paint like around all these architectural details. And that was blowing our minds until we realized once the show actually started that it was just these big projectors that had been projecting like thin white lines around everything. That was a very cool effect. Oh, and there was one just random dude in City Hall. I guess everybody had been told, like, you know, close your windows, lower your blinds, you know, nice full white with no big pockets missing or anything like that. But at one point, one dude just, like, walked out on his balcony and, like, left his door open, and it was really obvious he was there because there's this, like, little black square just, like, right in the middle of the video that they were projecting up against the wall.
Nice.
I'm like, that is... I can't fault him. I'd fucking do it, too. If I was in that building, I totally would have walked out on the balcony like, you know, shit on work. I'm going to watch the Chili Peppers.
Pantsless.
From behind, apparently. So he was, like, right behind the stage.
Like a boss.
Like a boss. Like a bureaucrat. More than a boss, I'd say. So, do we want to get to the topic that came up during our conversation last week?
I think it's a little late for it now. Or do we still want to do it?
Well, we've only been going for 48 minutes, and that includes all the downtime.
Yep.
All right. So, I guess you want me to start?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Bill Bag.
So. You're the one who started it before. Come on, Noah. We got to recreate history.
I have a friend who listens to Tankcast, and she, I don't remember specific episodes, but I guess a few episodes back, we talked about having sex with a dead woman, which she found very offensive, and one of you said you're going to use your tranny voice, which she found very offensive as well, you know, because transsexuals have problems, you know, with their voice, you know, obviously sounding, you know, like a female, or I assume... Well, I don't know if it's easier the other way, but so she found those bumps offensive. I thought it was a little interesting. I mean, so I guess what I was gonna ask Tim is, like, where do you feel like is the line as a comedian, like, that it moves from being funny to offensive, like, and how do you know what that line is?
I think it's different for every comedian. There's just certain things I don't talk about on stage, but then there's Tancast, which I feel like is, I mean, for the most part, it's a free-for-all.
Now, her point was, you know, people look up to us, which I don't know if anyone looks up to us, but, you know, that may be true. I would think no one ever takes us seriously.
If anyone does look up to us, stop it now.
Someday, if I play my cards right, I could be a shitty podcaster.
Someday
I could be a fat suburban Atlantite.
I mean, I don't think people take it seriously. Not that it makes it, you know, okay just to say anything just because people don't take you seriously, but I would think people don't think we actually think trannies talk that way.
Or call people who are transgendered or transsexual, like, actually refer to them as trannies in our real life. The shit that we do on Tancast is like, It's like the worst possible version of us. It's just sort of like we're trying to be horrible just to get each other to laugh.
Well, so I said, like, you know, it's kind of like we just want to, like, offend each other and, like, make each other laugh. And before we didn't used to record it, and now we record it, so now other people get to, you know, get let in on it. So, you know, it's kind of like no one else would hear us say, you know, call a transsexual a tranny. But now that we record it, you know, people are going to hear it.
Right. It's like did she didn't get offended? Like, we've used the N-word many times on this show.
I've used the N-word on the show, and I'm like the only one that doesn't have any right to do so.
We've made jokes about everything from 9/11 to the Holocaust, and like this is where she draws the line in the sand. That I feel like, listen, either it's all offensive or none of it's offensive.
I think people get offended more by stuff that they feel more strongly about. You know, like maybe she doesn't feel as strongly about 9/11 or, you know, black people being called niggers. You know, maybe she more feels strongly about, you know, transsexuals and, you know, women's rights. You know what I mean? Like,
well, then you know what? She can go fuck herself, because I like black people and America much more than I like transsexuals.
My friend, dude. Chill, I have to hang out with her.
You don't make it out, his friend. You can go fuck yourself.
Because don't make it awkward. Tim likes black people and ad hoc building demolition.
Ad hoc. I like America, goddammit.
And yet you're the one that came home and was like, oh, you threw out all the ashes? I thought we could toss them all around and play 9/11 Survivor.
That was my way of saluting the heroes that fell that day.
It certainly was.
Never forget.
Yeah, that was that winter? I want to say
No. It was further away than that. Okay. I want to say it had to have been summer by the time we decided to clean it out.
But it had been raining, like sprinkling that day. And it doesn't really sprinkle in California in summer.
I don't remember any rain.
But the lawn was green. I do remember the lawn being green. Well, because I went out and spread it on the lawn. It's a very specific thing to know, Noah, for you laugh at me.
The lawn was green, though. I remember the lawn was green.
Regardless, this doesn't matter.
It was certainly too soon, and yet all three of us laughed. We laughed and we laughed and we danced.
But that was the point of it. It was like, look, this is something we shouldn't be saying.
It was.
Not like, this is something we believe in, and I think that's what the show is. These are things. Yeah. Look, if we say something like, oh, look, we're not supposed to say this. Isn't it funny that we're saying something that we're not supposed to be saying?
Yeah.
Because... Not like, oh, here's some things we believe should be advanced. It's like, oh, look at this is what someone who is an idiot would say, or this is what someone who's an asshole would say.
Yeah.
Now, do you think just because you don't believe it, like, you should be able to say anything?
Mostly it depends on context.
Yeah. And I think there's also a strong undercurrent of it's not only that, like, we're playing the idiots, we're playing the fools when we do this stuff. It's also just sort of like... You know, yeah, there's things that everybody is going to find offensive. There's plenty of shit I find offensive, personally. But at the same time, it's like, if we all walk on eggshells constantly, and we all act like we are moments away from shredding someone else's, like, horribly thin skin, none of us are ever going to have any fun.
Well, that's like, where do you draw the line? Like, do you just not make fun of people who have been marginalized, you know what I mean, and oppressed? Like, because, you know, it still happens, like, maybe that's not fair territory, or maybe, you know, if you're not in that group, it's not okay. Like, I don't know where the line is.
Yeah, it's
but
like...
But I kind of feel the same way. I don't want to feel like where I can't say anything because, I mean, anything you say is going to offend, you know, someone.
Yeah.
Not anything, but, you know, there are lots of things we say. Sorry, go ahead.
I think we make it clear when we're being serious, like, we're talking about, you know, like, hey, this is some, like, fucking bullshit that this actually goes on in the world. And then seconds later, we're going to act like we're okay with it for the laugh. Like, I think we're pretty clear when we're speaking seriously.
Right.
As opposed to when we're just fucking around and being idiots and horrible people. And if we're not, fuck it, we screw up a couple of times.
We have a comment section for you to clarify. Wait,
yes.
Did you really mean you wanted all the Jews to die? Oh, well, thank you for your question. In fact, no.
Well, I don't...
No,
I
we
mean,
have a select list, and we will send you that list.
I mean, I'm
whoever the Jew was that cut me off in traffic, he needs to die.
Fucking A.
Well, I don't think she so much believes that we think that stuff, but I think she's afraid, thinks like maybe other people think we believe that stuff.
Ah.
But you can't control that. I mean, there's some people who liked that Dave Chappelle sketch where he was the blind black racist for the complete wrong reasons.
Well, this is true.
But he was still making a point with that bit of comedy.
Yeah, of how fucking ridiculous racism is.
Exactly.
But do you think it's more okay for him because he is, you know, black and has experienced racism, whereas, you know, none of us are transsexual and have experienced, you know, type of discrimination that they have?
I think we've all experienced discrimination, maybe not to the same degree. And I'm certainly not saying, oh, well, we've all been there, so it's okay that we just go nuts on people. I just mean, like, I think
did you intentionally
all...
say that in that voice?
Sorry, that was my attempt at an idiot voice. That was not my, uh-oh, I made a big boy mess voice.
Which I need to clarify the origin of that again, because I don't think she caught it. But anyway, continue what you're saying, Andy.
Yeah. Fuck, what did I say? Oh, it's the, like, I think we can all, at least at some level, sympathize and empathize with it. And I don't think that any of us ever wants anyone personally to feel like we're attacking them. It really is, when we're being horrible and we're doing it for the laugh, we're trying to go so extreme and be so horrible. We're not trying to be, you know, like cutting like a knife, like a surgical blade, and just digging straight for like everyone's nerves to rip them out and squeeze them. We're being so broad and so awful and so consistently horrible to each other, to the things that we are, to stereotypes that apply directly, immediately back to ourselves, in addition to every other fucking stereotype out there. I mean, we're having fun at the expense of everyone, and most especially ourselves. So if there are people who feel like we're attacking them, I can't defend that we have made them feel attacked. I can only point out we've gone after ourselves, and not just like I've gone after you two and vice versa, but like Tim has gone after Tim, and Noah has gone after Noah, and Andy has gone after Andy harder and longer and more consistently than we have poked fun or taken liberties with any other group.
It's like the roast on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Like,
we love all mankind, and therefore we're going to treat you all like shit.
But that being said, I mean, if you want to be offended, I can't tell you not to be offended. You know, if you're going to be offended by stuff, you're going to be offended by stuff.
This
I can
is
only
true.
Say that this is...
And we're not saying if you're going to be offended by stuff, don't listen. Feel free to listen, be offended, and tell us. It's like I said when that douchebag showed up from the internet and was trying to shit on Tim, where I went through and changed all of his things just to make fun of him. It's like, I know it was petty, but fuck that guy. Because he doesn't listen. He's not part of whatever this weird little thing is that we've kind of built in our seething, horrible corner of the internet. If you do listen and you enjoy the show at least a little bit, if you fucking care about it enough to leave us a negative comment, that's great. That's amazing. I can't fucking believe that people care about what we're doing. That astounds me. It humbles me. It is so fucking beyond whatever I thought would be 4 years ago when we started this shit, and how shitty it still is. I could not believe in my wildest imaginations that anyone would care enough to criticize it. And if you do, that's fucking amazing, and go for it. I don't care if you give us... Well, you can't give us 1 star on iTunes anymore. Ha-ha! But I don't care if somebody comes on and leaves us just the
suck
shittiest...
That iTunes.
I fucking hated this episode comment. If you're not just some random douche from the internet coming in to pee in our pool, you're welcome. If you've been splashing around in here for a while, fuck it. Pee all you want. That's it. I'm done. I know I got to announce that, because otherwise, like, is he taking a breath? Well, I know he's fat. He's probably winded. It's probably still somewhere coming.
I should point out that voice is not actually – it doesn't supposed to represent all trannies. It represents one specific person that one comedian friend of mine's friend went out with, found out that he was a guy who also dressed up as a woman, and then they looked at his picture, and that was the voice they associated with that picture.
So transvestite, not transgendered or transsexual.
Right.
It's trans, but it's one of the a specific one of the three. And
so which does tranny refer to?
It varies situationally, because I have heard people call people who are transvestites trannies. I would say that transsexual, well, so a transgendered person who is undergoing sex reassignment or has undergone sex reassignment or, you know, at least has had, you know, like the laser hair removal and breast implants, if not the full, you know, Schwann cut off, that I think typically when trannies use pejoratively, it's the transsexual.
And tranny's offensive anyways, right?
Well, yeah.
That?
Calling someone a tranny is derogatory anyways, right?
Yeah.
See, I didn't know that until Doug Benson was apparently taken to task for calling somebody a tranny. Or for using the word tranny. I didn't know it was supposed to be... I didn't know it was pejorative.
You learn something new every day.
I was aware. But we say such much more horrible shit on here than that.
Well, I always thought it referred to my transmission, so that's what I was always talking about.
Uh-oh, I gotta shift into reverse. That's how your transmission sounds?
That's right.
Uh-oh, I gotta double clutch this shit.
Someone needs to change my fluids, I'm serious.
Oh my god, you guys.
No, but really, I do need to change my transmission fluid.
Yeah. That's good.
See? Now I'm being serious.
Got to take care of your tranny, Tim.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And call me Shirley. Noah, did you want to put the last word on this before we wrap up?
One more point that she made. She just felt like we were better than that for making such a cheap joke. She just felt it was also a cheap joke to make.
Oh. Well, see, that is a completely understandable position to take. And yet, no, we're not.
Yeah, like, we love cheap jokes.
We are all about cheap jokes. Fucking, you guys go at me for words and fat and Crocs, like, every week.
Oh, yeah, by the way, how's the episode 207?
Where in the world is
episode 207?
There we go. It didn't get a lot of work done.
Okay.
I did a lot more socializing than I had intended.
You had the whole plane ride in a brand new MacBook.
Well, I didn't even take the MacBook. No, I gave it to my wife, like, wrapped. Well, not
you
wrapped, but, like, still in the seal. You open it up and smell the MacBook. I'm big for Coach. Fuck. And so, both the way there and the way back, the guys next to me were the fucking worst. You'd not want to be next to these fuckers on planes. The guy on the way there was about almost exactly like my same build, but he was dedicated to making sure like his shoulders were over both of those armrests, and he was like, "This is all my space, part of your space, also my space." So like he had his like arms out, dude. On the way back,
he really liked early aughts social networking sites.
Yeah. The dude on the way back was sitting the way. Imagine somebody who just had like testicular surgery would sit. Like my legs are not closing. So his knee was, like, almost in front of where my crotch should have been. I'm sitting there, like, hitting him with my knee, like, fucking take a side, god damn it, piece of shit. But still, even with that guy kind of, like, just sort of flowing over into my, like, little tiny fucking coach seat, I still managed to sleep a decent amount of the plane ride back, as opposed to working on episode 207.
There you have it, folks.
So, there you have it. Stuck a pin in it. And that's the way it was in the world. Yesterday.
And that's the way it was.
We'll catch you next week. You're doing it like a
boss.
Dude who is doing it.
You're doing it up against a tree in the park.
And you don't care who sees.
This week, I hate fucking big guys who will not keep on their goddamn side of the fucking loin between the seats in a plane.
Remember, never trust a tranny voice.
Thank you for tolerating, listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, don't be an idiot!
TanCast. So what do you think? Do you think we appeased your friend?
Probably not.
You don't think we made things any better?
No.
I think we went around in circles, and we're still horrible people.
Would you like me to send her some flowers?
No, sorry.
Would you like me to send her a picture of my balls?
No.
How about a postcard from Transylvania?
Really?
I'll give her a transit card.
Awful.
Give her a ticket to a transatlantic flight. Buy her a DVD of Transformers.
Are you done?
Pretty much.
Transformers, robots changing sex.